John Rockefeller amassed his fortune in the late 1800s and early 1900s. Shortly after oil was discovered as a useful resource, John Rockefeller started buying up oil production plants, mainly refineries. And so once he had started amassing this wealth, he moved into what we call vertical integration. And this was one of the perceptive ideas, or one of the perceptive things that John Rockefeller did, was understanding that oil was going to be a very useful resource and a resource that was in high demand. He tried to gain as much access to all of the different oil-based businesses that he could. So not only did he own refineries and companies that extracted oil from the ground, he also went as far as to owning companies that created barrels to hold the oil. He owned shipping and logistics and storage warehouses and facilities. So he would own the entire process of oil extraction from coming out of the ground to when it got shipped to an actual customer. All of those businesses were owned by John Rockefeller. At one point in time, John Rockefeller owned over 90% of America's oil. And this is in the late 1800s and early 1900s. His fortune, if you accounted for inflation, his fortune today would be well over $330 million, making him the richest man in history. That's 10 times more than Bill Gates is currently worth.